Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ukraine defiant after Russian flagship sinks.
They had no idea who they were up against.
Police tactics questioned after Michigan killing.
They believe their son was executed.
75 years of integrated baseball.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin in Ukraine.
14,000 загиблих за цей час.
President Volodymyr Zelensky telling fellow Ukrainians they should be proud of surviving 50 days of war when Russia gave them a maximum of 5. Russia is vowing to step up its attacks after the flagship of its naval fleet sank. Correspondent Chris Livsay.
The warship Moskva was designed in the Cold War to take out U.S. aircraft carriers. Instead, it was taken out by Ukrainian-made Neptune missiles. Ukraine says the Pentagon cannot confirm the claim.
But we are also not in a position to refute that, that it could have been a Ukrainian missile which struck the ship.
A ship that, along with the Russian Navy, had been terrorizing Ukraine's coastline for years. While Moscow blames the catastrophe on an unexplained fire, it admits the symbol of Russian might has sunk and has pulled back the rest of its fleet. This as Russia continues to pull back its ground forces after failing to capture Kyiv, leaving behind bloodstained boot prints in its wake.
Violence at a major holy site in the Middle East. 150 Palestinians have been wounded in a volley of rocks and rubber bullets with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. It comes during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the start of Passover. This is also Good Friday for Christians. Another night of protests in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Demonstrators demanding justice after a 26-year-old black man, Patrick LaJoya, was shot and killed by a white police officer as they wrestled over a taser. Correspondent Adriana Diaz is in Grand Rapids.
Protesters and the family, attorney Ben Crump, say it was the officer who escalated the situation. Some of the community that we spoke to last night said police need not only more de-escalation training, but also more mental health and diversity training. Now, this officer is on paid administrative leave while the Michigan State Police investigates the incident. Then the Kent County prosecutor will look at the findings from that investigation to determine if any charges are warranted.
The man accused of shooting up a New York City subway car is in jail after he was arraigned on a federal terrorism charge. People embraced and sang in a show of unity last night in the Times Square station. Murari Venkata is among the 10 people wounded. He spoke from his hospital bed.
No, I'm just thinking about the whole thing. I'm still shocked about it, you know? Just that scene, that whole scene. That scene, his face, the pictures they put on the nose of him.
Prosecutors say the attack was premeditated and carefully planned. Days of traffic backups at the Texas-Mexico border could begin easing. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says Governor Greg Abbott has done away with an order for tighter truck inspections.
The bridge between Chihuahua and Texas will return to normal.
Under mounting pressure to reverse a border security policy that shut down some of the country's busiest trade bridges, Texas Governor Greg Abbott Thursday announced another agreement, this time with the Mexican state of Chihuahua, to return to business as usual.
These actions are impacting people's jobs and the livelihoods of hardworking families in Texas and across the country.
The governor's been insisting on new inspection rules for commercial trucks entering from Mexico. Abbott says he's responding to the CDC's decision to end Title 42. The policy allows border agents to expel migrants for public health reasons and ends in late May.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
A former British citizen who's also a member of ISIS is facing life in prison here in the U.S. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the story.
A small but audible sigh of relief rippled through the Virginia court as ISIS terrorist Al-Shafi Al-Sheikh was found guilty in the deaths of four American hostages in Syria. Part of a notorious ISIS terrorist cell nicknamed the Beatles because of their British accents.
It's been a while, but yesterday, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle visited his grandmom, Queen Elizabeth. They stopped in the UK on their way to the Invictus Games in The Hague. Twitter still hasn't responded to Elon Musk's $43 billion bid for a hostile takeover. In an interview at this year's TED conference, the Tesla tycoon said it's all about free speech.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
This is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's major league debut, as he became the first black man to play in the majors in the modern era. But his battle to integrate Major League Baseball began a year earlier in Florida.
I'm Peter King in Daytona Beach. Sanford, Florida promised the worst if Jackie Robinson played spring training there. The Dodgers branch Ricky had already been working with Daytona Beach civil rights leader Mary McLeod Bethune and local politicians, black and white. Historian Bill Schumann.
Daytona Beach city officials were the first and the segregated South to ignore Plessy v. Ferguson to allow integrated baseball.
Robinson still faced the separate but equal treatment off the field. Stands at City Island Ballpark, they were the same. Schumann says there were some hecklers, but for the most part,
the white fans, the African-American fans in different sections, they gave him warm ovations.
The ballpark is now named Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and the man managing the Class A Daytona Tortugas here is Cookie Dawkins, an African-American.
He set the table for me and a lot of players and coaches. It's amazing. It's an honor. Every time I come in here, I always think about that. I see his pictures, you know, all around here when I come in.
South of Tampa, 83-year-old ESPN legend Dick Vitale celebrating 7 months of being cancer-free.
Hey, ring that bell, baby.
He rang that bell outside Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A massive music festival in the California desert is cranking it into high gear.
After a two-year absence, Coachella is back. It begins today. There will be lots of big names. Headlining tonight will be Harry Styles. Tomorrow will feature Billie Eilish. Sunday's lineup was originally supposed to have Kanye West, but he is out, his choice. In his place, Swedish House Mafia and The Weeknd. More than 100,000 are expected to show up for the 3 days. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Now that Tom Brady's unretired, the $518,000 sale of what was his final touchdown ball has been voided. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 15th, produced by Matt Cherry and Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.